The economic statement yesterday relating to COVID-19 released. Lots of goodies out there. Greg, can you talk about some of the highlights for you?
Well, obviously, the one most pertinent to my portfolio as Minister of Energy was the announcement I made the day before, and that was to move to off-peak rates. This will be significant, particularly for the constituents of Kenora, Rainy River, and farther north. We're a little slower coming out of winter than most folks, and so we still incur those higher costs. And families are, more and more families across the province are confined to their homes for various reasons, whether it's because they are temporarily unemployed, they've been forced to work from home, they're in some sort of self-isolation. Millions of families, we've never seen this before, have gone home, so to speak, and for the foreseeable future. So that was a significant piece. And obviously what my colleague Rod announced yesterday in a $17 billion package is targeted at the people that are going to be most impacted by this. I think it's pretty safe to say at this point, Mike, everybody is in some way, shape, or form. But economically, obviously, our most vulnerable, seniors, families, who are incurring increased costs as a result of operating out of their home full-time, businesses, students with deferred loan payments. It covers just about all the bases.
And the bogged down healthcare industry really getting a lot of support yesterday.
That's probably the most significant piece, obviously. A couple of billion dollars allocated to the hospitals. I think this will really have a benefit beyond COVID, frankly, to put our hospitals in the best position to serve under the circumstances that we're currently in. We're not through this yet, and I think we're starting to see some surges as people come back, and the hospitals are going to have to be made available with capacity to handle increased number of patients. We're already seeing it in certain parts of Ontario. It will impact every part of Ontario, and we want to ensure that our hospitals are equipped with the right people and with the right equipment to handle this surge.
With your other hat, Indigenous Affairs, where do we stand for helping the nations?
Yeah, so, we've been working very closely with Indigenous leadership, particularly in the isolated and remote communities and Treaty 3 communities. We've entered into transfer payment agreements. The isolated and remote communities, we're working very hard to ensure that there's a supply chain of critical goods, as many of those communities shut down to minimize people coming from the outside in there. That could be very problematic for the communities that are isolated. I spoke with Francis Kavanaugh a couple times over the past week, and we've moved to support them with resources to increase awareness in their communities and other programs support as we mobilize and arm all of our communities. In much the same way the budget announcement yesterday did for municipalities, we just want communities at the community level to be ready for the pandemic as it makes its way in higher numbers across the province.
Greg, obviously the priority right now is protection of health and investing to protect the safety. Has there been any talk at Queen's Park about looking ahead and maybe the financial impact this may have?
Well, it's, the word tsunami comes to mind. I mean, this is going to have a significant economic impact. This is the largest budget the province of Ontario has ever had. And as progressive conservatives, obviously we, were on a track to balance the budget. That was one of our key campaign promises within 5 years of being elected. So that would have put us out to about 2023. And I think that's not going to be possible now under these circumstances, and that's significant. We've seen the stock market all over the place, large companies laying off, some making decisions, whether they're in the supply chain or not, to just close. And as I said before, millions of families. We've never seen millions of families move out to their household for whatever reason like this. So the economic impact is going to be significant, and I suspect it's going to be a considerable length of time. That said, with respect to the more stricter elements of this, confined to home and such, we want to make sure that we get good advice from our medical health officers and proceed with an abundance of caution, but make sure that all the critical goods that people need during these times are available to them. I never want to miss an opportunity, Mike, to say to folks that I know there's a discipline here that we're not used to, staying in our homes, relatively confined to our homes, and being judicious as we go outside and making sure that social distancing is in place when we have to go out is not an easy thing to do, but it's something that we have to do. And I want to encourage everybody to stay the course as we endeavor to flatten this curve. It's absolutely essential. We cannot afford to go the way of other countries. We're doing better than many others, but we've got to stay focused and disciplined with the task at hand, and that is to flatten the curve.